everyone. Thank you for coming today. I'm Calla Rondreau, the Interim Executive Director of One Iowa. Today, as you know, the family leader submitted signatures demanding a marriage ban legislation to go through the legislature. And these efforts are bankrolled by out-of-state anti-gay money, most notably the National Organization for Marriage. These political theatrics are not new to the family leader. And something that is critical that we all keep in mind is this is not about politics at the end of the day. This is about loving, committed couples who would like to spend the rest of their lives together in sickness and in health, through good and through bad. And throughout all this noise, the families we're talking about are lost in the conversation. So I'm urging folks as they watch the news tonight to remember that gay and lesbian couples are our neighbors, they're our colleagues, they go to church with us, they are part of our community. And these families are so overlooked in political stunts like today. And so we're really just urging you to remember that these couples are Iowans and we all live by the golden rule. We wanted to be treated exactly how we should, with fairness and with dignity. And I hope that that's the outcome of today.
Good morning. My name is Matt Martis LaCroix. I'm the Executive Associate Minister at Plymouth Church here in Des Moines. And as a former board chair, I'm here to speak on behalf of Interfaith Alliance of Iowa. There's a wide spectrum of beliefs in Iowa's faith communities regarding same-sex marriage. As people of faith who respect religious freedom and the beliefs of every person, we know that a healthy democracy must also maintain a healthy separation between church and state and clear boundaries between the separate branches of government. Interfaith Alliance of Iowa asks the members of the Iowa Legislature to remain respectful of our state's constitution, particularly the guarantee upheld by the Iowa Supreme Court that every person in Iowa must have equal protection under the law. It's a privilege for Interfaith Alliance of Iowa to represent the many faith leaders and people of different faiths from all across our state that support all Iowa's families, including those headed by same-sex couples. Of course, I myself am one of those faith leaders. The family leader does not speak for all people of faith. I stand here today as a Christian minister who supports marriage equality in the state of Iowa. And let me be perfectly clear, I don't support marriage equality in spite of my Christian faith. I support marriage equality because of my Christian faith. Over the last couple of years, it's been my great privilege to officiate at wedding ceremonies for many gay and lesbian couples, to witness their promises of lifelong love and faithfulness. And then, as their pastor, I get to watch them live into those promises, raising their children, supporting their church, strengthening their community. It is a beautiful and a blessed thing. Marriage equality is good for Iowa. It offers all of Iowa's families equal protection under the law, and it reflects the religious diversity of our state. You see, there's more than one religious perspective on marriage in Iowa. Some houses of worship will marry persons who have been divorced. Some will not. Some members of the clergy will marry interfaith couples. Some will not. Many churches in Iowa would refuse to marry a same-sex couple, but not all of them. Not mine. There is more than one religious perspective on marriage. The state legislature must respect the religious diversity of our state and resist any attempt to impose any one religious perspective by force of law. Iowa has a long tradition of leadership in the cause of human equality and civil rights, a tradition that makes me proud to call this state my home. To honor that tradition, to ensure equal treatment for all of Iowa's families, to respect the religious diversity of our state, I would urge our lawmakers to uphold civil marriage equality. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Matt McCoy. I'm a state senator, and I'm here today to also speak in support of marriage equality. You know, inside, the family leader continues to bully our legislators trying to pass a marriage ban. They're supported by out-of-state anti-equality advocates like the National Organization of Marriage. The family leader has stormed our Capitol in very small numbers, and they were boisterous but small in number, with signatures. They claim to have had 100,000 signatures at one point. I think they're showing up with somewhere less than 20,000 today, in a grand attempt to bully us into passing a law. These scare tactics no longer work. Iowans know what's fair and what is right. They want innovative, growing economy. I talk to Iowans every day. They're concerned about jobs, better schools, not a harmful marriage ban that will hurt Iowa families. We must focus on what really matters most in our state, and that's growing our economy. We heard a lot about truth and love from Bob Vanderplaats today. Well, it's time to speak the truth. The truth is that real love is unconditional. Real love does not incite fear, lies, and discrimination. Bob Vanderplaats said that we are fearful. To the contrary, that is deceptive and untrue. People that are fearful do not support equality. This is about basic civil rights, basic human rights. It's time for decent folks in Iowa to step forward and tell Bob Vanderplaats and the family leader, enough is enough. Iowans sent a strong message, a clear message to the legislature that they oppose the harmful ban of freedom to marry for gay and lesbian couples. I will work with my fellow legislators to focus on issues that matter to Iowans. Time and time again, I hear from constituents that are not concerned about these types of social issues, but rather jobs, schools, and strengthening our economy. I do not hear about marriage bans. I do not hear about gay marriage. This rally is nothing but a distraction from real issues that are facing our state today. Bob Vanderplaats is making another desperate attempt to regain his lost political influence in today's stunt. The truth needs to be told. Bob Vanderplaats needs to get a real job instead of working on spreading a message of hate and discrimination. It's time for Bob Vanderplaats to hang it up. He's been running for governor for what seems like the last 20 years, and we all know that he's being supported by this campaign from out-of-state money that is pouring into his efforts. And frankly, Bob Vanderplaats is the only one that is doing really well financially as a result of gay marriage. And I think we do need to call him out on it. It's time for us to peel back the funders of his organization and ask Bob what he's getting paid to run this hate campaign across the state of Iowa. But in the meantime, I call upon Bob Vanderplaats to look for some honest work.
Good morning. My name is Danny Holman, president of Ask Me Iowa Council 61, and I never want to follow Matt McCoy again, although I agree with a lot of what he said. I am here today to add sport to One Iowa and the continuing battle against the attacks on the equality of marriage for all Iowans. Apparently, it's not enough in Iowa to understand that the majority of state citizens want equal standing for all couples. Now, we must once again work to defeat an amendment that would dissolve that equality. It is time to raise our voices and let our legislators know in no uncertain terms that we will not stand by and allow such attacks to become successful. Ask Me Iowa Council 61 will continue to be one of the coalition of supporters from across this state. As such, I question the viability of the signatures on the marriage amendment petitions being signed by Bob Vanderplaats. The Family Leader website said, and I quote, "Signers do not need to be of voting age. However, signers must be of the conscience age to comprehend what they are signing." I guess my 13-year-old daughter might comprehend and have a conscience like mine. That is total. Where are the registered voters here? Exactly how many registered voters signed this petition? These signatures should be carefully vetted to determine their proper origin. Their claim is they were going to turn in 20,000 signatures today. That's less than 1% of the people in Iowa. We add our voices to support One Iowa, which, with the strength of its members and coalition partners, has turned back the anti-marriage equality tide on four previous occasions. Let's put these anti-equality groups and supporters on notice. We will do everything in our power to keep you from turning back the pages of equality and freedom for all Iowans. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Melanie, and this is my wife, Tammy. And we're here to celebrate marriage and love and truth. Tammy and I were both born and raised here in Iowa, and we love this great state. We've known each other now for about 7 years. I did propose to Tammy at the end of April in 2009, shortly after the decision came down from the Iowa Supreme Court. Marriage life is incredible. It takes all of our blending and brings us together and shows how much we love and are committed to each other. We brought together our families, a big blended family, and show how much everybody loves each other and is committed.
Absolutely. April 3rd, 2009 was an absolutely glorious day for us. We just stood by and in total amazement about what had just happened. And to us, it was a blessing. It was what we had been hoping for, what we had really been praying for, and what we wanted so that we could take our relationship to that next level, to be able to love the person that I totally fell in love with, that is the soulmate, the light of my life, and who drives my every day. And so from that, you know, we shed tears of joy. We celebrated with a wonderful rally with our gay friends, with our straight friends, with our families, friends, and neighbors. And it truly was a day all about blessings and happiness. You know, there really isn't a day that doesn't go by that we don't wake up and are so proud to live in Iowa, a state that truly values families and love and commitment.
We can feel, we each can feel safe knowing that if something happens to the other, that we're right there and that we're considered a family, and that we can be rest assured knowing that we will be by each other's side, and that our families are by our sides, and that we live together as all married couples live together, with love, with family obligations, with yard work, with everything. We have commitment and love and truth, just like every married family.
Absolutely. So we want to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to share with you just a 45-second glimpse into what I get to have every single day and what we share every single day, which is a loving and committed and absolutely adoring relationship.
Melanie,
thank you.
Can I get your last name?
Muth, M-U-T-H.
And are you from here at the lake?
No, over by Iowa City.
What's the address? Is it Iowa City?
Solon.
Solon. Okay.
Solon. Yep.
Last name?
Yeah. Steinwandt. Steinwandt. It's a mouthful. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Ultimately, marriage is not about signatures or politics or cameras and sound bites. Marriage is about love and commitment. Today we must make sure that Iowa families don't get lost in the noise. Iowa families deserve more than a sideshow. Marriage is about people, not politics. And I'd like to open up for questions.